trying to get a mortgage, maybe a refinance here in New York.
Yeah.
And maybe your credit isn't perfect. It
Yeah.
can feel like a real struggle. Kind of like, I don't know, trying to hail a cab in a blizzard.
Right.
Everyone else seems to zoom right past.
That's a good way to put it. It feels impossible sometimes.
But here's the thing you need to know. For a lot of New Yorkers, it really is possible, even with some, dings on your credit history.
Absolutely. That term bad credit, it sounds so final, like a locked door.
Right.
But especially in the New York mortgage world, that door isn't always locked shut. There are ways to find the key.
Exactly. And that's what we're really digging into today. This deep dive is all about understanding that bad credit, well, it isn't necessarily the end of the road if you want to buy or refinance in New York.
Our mission here is to give you a much clearer view of how lenders, particularly New York lenders, look at risk. It's more than just that three-digit score. We're going to explore the loan programs out there for folks with lower scores and, crucially, break down actionable steps, things you can actually do to boost your chances of getting that approval.
And we're grounding this conversation in some really solid info.
Yeah.
We're looking at a guide from Jet Direct Mortgage. They're based right here in New York.
Yeah, they know the local landscape.
Their insights on navigating the mortgage process here with less than perfect credit. Super valuable. Okay, so let's unpack this first idea. Bad credit. What does that actually mean to a mortgage lender in New York?
That's the starting point, isn't it? It's really key to understand that lenders look at, well, a whole range of things, not just the score.
Okay.
Think of the score as just one part of your bigger financial picture. And here in New York, we tend to see different score bands leading down different paths for loans.
Can you lay some of those out for us? Like the typical score ranges and what kind of loans someone might be looking at?
Sure. So, broadly speaking, if your score is, say, 760 or higher,
Right.
you're likely in the zone for a conventional conforming loan. That usually means getting baseline interest rates, the best ones, and the approval process is often more automated.
Okay, smooth sailing, mostly.
Pretty much. Now, drop down a bit, maybe 700 to 759. You're still probably looking at conventional loans, maybe a high balance one, depending on the loan size, especially in pricier areas of New York.
Right.
You might see a small rate premium there, maybe a quarter to half a percentage point higher. Lenders here will look closely at your debt-to-income ratio, your DTI, and want to see steady employment history.
Got it. So even in the good credit range, there are still factors that tweak the terms. What happens if the scores dip a little more?
Okay, so maybe you're in the 660 to 699 range. You might still get a conventional loan, but it could need what's called manual underwriting.
Meaning a person looks closely.
Exactly. A human underwriter reviews everything, not just the algorithm.
Ooh.
This is also where FHA loans backed by the Federal Housing Administration become a really common path in New York.
Okay, FHA starts coming into play.
Definitely. You might expect a rate premium here, maybe half a point to a full percentage point higher. And lenders will want to see compensating factors, things like cash reserves.
And lower still, like 620 to 659.
Yeah, in that zone, FHA and sometimes VA loans, if you're eligible, become even more the norm. Rate premiums could be like 1 to maybe 1.75 points higher.
Wow, starting to add up.
It does. And lenders will focus on lower debt ratios. They'll want very complete documentation, full picture.
And what about those scores that, really cause people the most anxiety? Below 620.
Right. So 580 to 619. Your main option is likely going to be FHA, often with that manual underwriting we talked about.
Okay.
Rate premiums here can be steeper, maybe 1.75 up to 3 percentage points. Lenders will look for bigger cash reserves and not too many recent big credit problems.
And below 580, like 500 to 579.
That gets tougher. FHA is much rarer there. It's really leaning into, well, true subprime territory. These are very case by case. You need significant compensating factors for a lender to even consider it.
Those rate premiums really paint a picture of the cost. And like the guide says, these are just estimates, right? Pricing changes all the time.
Daily. Absolutely daily. But it gives you a sense.
So beyond just the score, what are those other key things a New York lender is really weighing?
Great question. Debt to income ratio, your DTI, is huge. A lower DTI, less of your monthly income going to debt, can really help balance out a weaker score.
Makes sense. Shows you can handle the payment.
Exactly. Payment history patterns matter too. Like one old medical bill is viewed very differently than, say, being repeatedly late on rent or mortgage payments.
Okay, context matters.
Context is key. Having cash reserves enough to cover several months of your mortgage payment, the PITI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, shows stability. Big plus.
And the loan itself.
Loan to value, or LTV. Basically, how much you borrow versus the home's value. A bigger down payment means lower LTV, which means less risk for the lender.
More skin in the game for you.
You got it. And finally, just the quality of your paperwork. Full tax returns, W-2s, P&Ls if you're self-employed. Being organized and transparent builds a ton of confidence with the underwriter.
Okay, so if someone listening is in New York, scores under, let's say, 660, what are the main loan options they should really know about?
In that range, FHA loans really are the dominant player here in New York. Like we said, they're backed by the FHA. Officially, they allow scores down to 580.
And sometimes even lower, you mentioned.
Yeah, it's possible, though, less common. If you have really strong compensating factors, good income, low debt, savings, some lenders might consider an FHA loan even in the 500s. It's tough, but possible.
What is it about FHA that makes them more accessible for New Yorkers with credit issues?
Well, their basic credit rules are just more forgiving than conventional loans. Plus, things like past bankruptcies or foreclosures, they're often okay once you've passed the required waiting periods.
That's huge for people getting a second chance.
It is. And another big plus down the road, the FHA Streamline Refinance lets you refi an existing FHA loan, potentially lower rate or shorter term, often with less paperwork.
Okay. Are there any, like, watch-outs or downsides with FHA?
Yeah, a couple of key things. You have mortgage insurance premiums, both an upfront one and an annual one paid monthly. That adds to your overall cost.
Right, the MIP.
Exactly. And the property itself has to meet FHA appraisal standards. They can be a bit stricter, especially for, you know, fixer-uppers. Might require certain repairs before closing.
What about VA and USDA loans? Are those helpful for New Yorkers with lower scores?
Definitely. If you qualify, VA for veterans and active military, USDA for certain rural areas.
Right. Eligibility is key.
Crucial. But if you are eligible, these programs often approve scores in the low 600s, sometimes even lower. That federal guarantee makes lenders more comfortable.
So VA eligibility, active duty, vets, reservists, some spouses.
Correct. And USDA is for primary homes in designated rural zones. Plus, there are income caps based on the county.
And the benefits for someone with a lower score.
Often, the specific lender requirements, what we call overlays, are more flexible. You might see approvals in the 580-620 range sometimes. Plus, interest rates are usually really competitive, often better than conventional. And the fee structure is typically lower than, say, a true subprime loan.
Okay, now shifting gears a bit, What about programs unique to New York State? I know there are things here to help people buy homes.
Yes, New York has some great state and local initiatives. A really big one is Sonoma, the State of New York Mortgage Agency. Their Achieving the Dream program is specifically for first-time buyers meeting certain moderate income limits.
And what kind of score does Sonoma usually look for?
Typically, the minimum is 620, but it's worth noting some lenders working with Sonoma might go a bit lower using manual underwriting if you have other strengths.
Like those compensating factors again.
Exactly. The main rules are it has to be your primary home, and the price has to be within Sonoma's limits for that area.
And the perks.
Big ones, often below market interest rates, and they cap lender fees. That can really help offset any extra cost from a lower credit score.
That sounds like a fantastic program. Anything else New York specific?
Yeah, look into neighborhood and city grants. New York City has Home First. Rochester has a home purchase assistance program. Lots of places have something.
What scores do those usually target?
Often in that 580 to 640 range. They can help cover some closing costs. Usually you have to promise to live in the house for a few years.
Makes sense. A commitment for the help.
Right. And don't forget about CDFI's community development financial institutions. Think organizations like LASC. Their mission is often to help borrowers with maybe thin credit files or recent score drops.
And do they differ?
They often use their own portfolio loan products, which can be more flexible. And they frequently pair the loan with things like financial counseling or budgeting classes, real support.
So flipping it around, what if you already own a home in New York, want to refinance, but your score isn't great now? Any options?
Yes, definitely. If your current loan is FHA, that FHA Streamline Refinance is a major one to look into.
The one with less paperwork.
Often, yeah. Potential to cut your rate or term without a new appraisal or income check if it provides a net tangible benefit, basically, a clear financial improvement for you.
And if it's not an FHA loan?
Some credit unions or local banks might consider a limited cash out refi even with scores under 640. Key factors there are usually a solid payment history on your current mortgage, like 12, maybe 24 months straight on-time payments, and having decent equity built up.
Okay, this is all really useful, but what can someone actually do, you know, proactively to make their application stronger if they're starting with less than perfect credit in New York?
Great question. Several concrete steps. First, understand credit repair versus rapid rescore.
What's the difference?
Traditional credit repair is you, maybe with help, disputing errors, negotiating old debts. It takes time, months maybe, but can potentially boost your score, maybe 20, 40 points. Rapid rescore is something a lender can initiate. If you, say, pay off a credit card right before applying, they can get that info updated with the bureau's much faster days, usually. Helps if you're close to a score threshold.
Ah, so that's lender-driven. Useful for timing. What else?
Focus hard on those compensating factors we keep mentioning. Get your debt-to-income ratio down. Aim for 40% or less, if you can. Shows you can handle the payment.
Right. Breathing room.
Exactly. Build up cash reserves. Aim for 3 to 6 months of your estimated mortgage payment, PITI, saved up. That's a safety net lenders love to see.
Stability.
Mm-hmm. Job tenure matters. 2 years or more in the same field looks good. Steady income. If possible, a co-borrower with strong credit, like 700 plus Dame, can make a huge difference.
Blends the risk profile.
Yep. And don't discount verified rent history. If you can show 12 months of on-time rent payments, that demonstrates you handle housing costs reliably.
Good point. What about documents? What should people start gathering?
Get organized early. You'll need your last 2 years of W-2s or 1099s. If self-employed, get your profit and loss statements and balance sheets ready too.
Okay. Tax docs.
Most recent 2 months of bank statements, all pages. Asset statements too, like 401k or stocks. A copy of your driver's license or other government ID. Social security verification.
Standard stuff.
And it's smart to write a letter of explanation, LOX, for any recent late payments or big credit hiccups. Just gives context to your side of the story.
Okay, now the tough part. Money. What kind of rates and fees should someone with credit under, say, 660 realistically expect in New York right now?
Yeah, good to set expectations. Generally, expect rates maybe 1.0 to 2.5 percentage points higher than those prime rates you see advertised for top-tier credit.
That's a significant difference.
It is. Your rate lock, how long they guarantee the rate, is usually 30 or 60 days. Longer locks cost more.
Okay.
You might consider paying discount points. 1 point equals 1% of the loan amount. It can lower your rate, maybe by a quarter to 0.75% per point.
Is that worth it?
You have to do the math. Figure out your break-even point, how many years until the monthly savings outweigh the upfront cost of the points. Depends how long you plan to stay.
Right. And other fees.
Don't forget third-party fees, appraisal, attorney fees, common in NY, title insurance. Mm. Look at the loan estimate carefully. Maybe see if bundled packages save money.
Good advice. And choosing the right lender in New York? How do you compare them, especially with credit challenges?
It pays to shop around. Mm. Big national banks might have higher minimum scores, like 620, 640, often rely heavily on automated underwriting.
Less flexibility, maybe?
Sometimes. Credit unions, often more community-focused, might go down to 600, 620 scores, maybe more manual underwriting. Turn times might be 30, 45 days.
Okay.
Then you have local mortgage specialists, like Jet Direct we mentioned. They might have options down to 580 on some programs, mm. often use a hybrid underwriting tech, plus local human overrides.
Best of both worlds.
Can be. They might close faster too, maybe 21, 30 days. And look at program variety. Big banks might be limited. Credit unions, local specialists often offer more FHA, VA, SONIMA, those CDFI partnerships.
And the level of help.
That varies too. You might get more personalized guidance, someone who really understands navigating bad credit in NY, from a local specialist with a dedicated team for that.
Makes sense. So once you pick a lender, start the process. Walk us through a typical New York mortgage timeline.
Okay, starts with pre-approval, usually quick, day or two. Soft credit pull, basic review, tentative rate quote. Then you get a contract accepted on a house. Week one, usually. You get full loan disclosures. Appraisal gets ordered.
Things start moving.
Weeks two and three are processing. Verifying your income, assets, clearing any initial credit conditions, heavy paperwork time.
Okay, underwriting.
Around week three, usually, you get a decision, hopefully conditional approval. Might need a few more documents.
Almost there.
Week four is often commitment time. Clear to close, attorneys get the package, title insurance clears, everything lines up.
And the finish line.
Closing, usually week four or five. You sign the mountain of paperwork, funds are transferred, deed gets recorded with the county clerk, you get the keys.
That's like a marathon sometimes.
Yeah.
Are there common mistakes people with credit issues should really avoid during all this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Big one. don't open new credit cards or take out new loans while you're in the mortgage process. Big no-no.
Can mess up your scores in DTI.
Exactly. Also, don't leave active credit disputes open on your report. Resolve them first. Many systems require that for final approval.
Good tip.
And watch out for excessive fees. Ask for that loan estimate upfront from every lender. Compare them line by line. Don't pay unnecessary junk fees.
Great points.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hit some rapid fire FAQs. Those questions probably bouncing around listeners' heads. Absolute minimum score for FHA in New York.
Technically, FHA allows 500, but most NY lenders set their own floor, usually at 580. Some might review 500, 579, but only with really strong compensating factors and low DTI. So realistically, aim for 580 plus SEC.
Buying a multifamily property, like a duplex, with less than perfect credit in NY. Possible.
Yes, definitely possible. FHA allows it, some portfolio lenders too, often needing scores in the 600s. Key things. The expected rent has to help cover the payment, and you have to live in one unit yourself.
How long after bankruptcy before you can buy in New York?
Generally, FHA and VA look for 2 years after a Chapter 7 discharge. Portfolio lenders often want to see 24 months or more of good, reestablished credit history.
Those credit repair companies you see ads for, are they worth it?
Sometimes, maybe. If there are genuine errors on your report, they might help speed up disputes, but paying them to fight legitimate debts often backfires. You can dispute errors yourself for free, usually. Use caution.
Can you combine Sonema help with an FHA loan?
Yes, absolutely. Very common strategy here in New York, using Sonema for down payment or closing cost help alongside an FHA mortgage.
Paying discount points to lower the rate.
Yeah.
Good idea with a lower score.
Often, yeah. It can make sense. Paying points lowers the lender's long-term risk, which can help offset the higher rate add-on for the credit score. Just run the break-even calculation for your situation.
Okay. And after foreclosure, how long is the wait to buy again in NRI?
Standard waiting times. FHA is usually 3 years, VA is 2 years, conventional is often 7 years. But some portfolio lenders might look sooner if you've really rebuilt your finances, strong savings, good income.
What if you pay rent in cash? How do you prove that history?
You'll need documentation, like 12 months of canceled checks if you use those, or a notarized letter from your landlord confirming payments, plus bank statements showing regular cash withdrawals that match the rent amount.
Got it. And last one, refinancing in New York. Does that trigger a property tax reassessment? Hike up your taxes.
Nope. Good news there. Refinancing your mortgage in New York State does not automatically trigger a property tax reassessment. Your assessment stays based on the local schedule.
Phew. Okay, that was a ton of incredibly valuable information. So the big takeaway message here seems to be less than perfect credit in New York. It doesn't have to stop you.
Exactly right. So many New Yorkers successfully buy or refinance every single day, even with credit challenges. The key is being informed, using the programs available FHA, Sonema, local grants, and remembering lenders look beyond just the score.
Focusing on those compensating factors.
Right. Lowering debt, saving cash, showing stability. Those things really strengthen your application and improve your odds significantly.
So for listeners here in New York feeling like this applies to them, what's the number one next step you'd suggest?
Start talking to lenders. Don't just go to one place. Compare quotes. Talk to big banks, yes, but also local credit unions and definitely mortgage specialists like Jet Direct, who really know the nuances of the New York market for borrowers with credit issues.
Get prepared to.
Yes. Yeah. Gather those documents. We listed W-2s, bank statements, etc. Get organized now. And don't be afraid to lean on experienced mortgage pros who understand New York's specific landscape. They can guide you.
Wise advice. Okay, final thought here. Considering all these different paths, all the support systems we talked about here in New York, what do you think is maybe the single biggest misconception people still have about getting a mortgage with less than perfect credit in a market like ours?
I think, honestly, the biggest misconception is that a lower score is just this absolute unshakable wall. People really underestimate how much those other the compensating factors, the specific loan programs like FHA or Sonema, the down payment, help how much those things can actually open doors. Even here, even in a competitive, expensive market like New York, it's often more possible than you think.